Yeah. I think that's what I find beautifulness in the word encourage. It doesn't mean annoy. It doesn't mean nudge.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean, you know, thou shalt turn in, you know, to a pillar of salt. You know, if you don't do that, it's like encouraging is like it has a positive, warm, friendly feel to it.
Yeah.
And so it's different. So it's like, to me, it's like you're encouraging or there's an invitation. And I think for my own self, personally, it's like when we've been bringing a group up here for 12, 13 years, and I just put, you know, email, I talk about it, you know, in the class, and I encourage people to come. You know, it's like, you know, you better come, or you need to come, or if you don't come, boy, is your life going to be miserable. And I encourage it, and then people come, and it's just like, and then they're encouraged.
Right.
Like when they leave, and they're smiling and talking about it, and it all was just from something simple, like just a simple, oh, I'm going up here, who wants to come with me?
Right.
And when I think about that, it's like, to your question, it's like, then it's like I look around the room. It's like, and then we look at a new hall being built.
Yeah.
And it just came from just simple little encouragement of sharing the Dharma. Oh, yeah. Here, let's go look at this, have a day of looking at the five precepts for the lay community. And it's like, and
yeah,
we all are sitting here,
yeah,
we
yeah.
support a new hall.
Yeah. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, it's a good perspective, because that you realize how it's those little seeds that start spreading out. we don't have enough space in the room.